1490 WGCH, WGCH.com, anywhere. WGCH, New Center Time, 751. Second Thursday of the month, we check in with State Representative Stephen Meskers of Greenwich. Good morning, Representative. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. A little battle scarred weary, but happy to be home.
All right, great. Well, give us kind of your overview of the legislative session concluding last night.
Well, overall, it was a pretty tumultuous session, but I think we got through unscathed as a town. I think we're able to defend our local control, able to negotiate any of the bills that happen so that we don't have to worry about particular mandates coming from Hartford. More importantly, we're able to secure a significant amount of funding for our local nonprofits as well as for our Central Middle School.
All right. What were some of the numbers for that?
Well, for the Central Middle School, we were able to increase the allocation of funding from what would have been approximately $8 million to about $20 million. It's about a $12 million increase in the maximum amount of funding we can receive on the reimbursement for the state for the building of Central Middle School. So it's a huge windfall, up over 50%.
Yeah, that's
almost doubled, 100%. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean it was what I think about 7% altogether, so right, probably 15%, 16%, yeah.
Right, well, up to about now 20.
Okay, and as far as the local nonprofits, what happened there? What kind of funding do you get for them?
Well, we were able to secure some money for the River House. We were able to secure some money from Parsonage Cottage. We were able, significant money from Parsonage Cottage for a roof replacement. We were able to secure funding, I think it's come out during the course of the session, for the Glenville Corridor Project from the DOT, from two special programs. I mean, it's in the millions if you calculate what we've been able to get in the state DOT aid and the aid to our town. It's just, it's fantastic. The nice thing about this will give the BET the opportunity to maybe consider and bring back the geothermal projects at Hamilton Avenue, and certainly to consider ADA accessibility along Greenwich Avenue, and maybe even the project they turned down 2 years ago for the Arch Street for that crossway, so that we can get our seniors from the Muse over to the town center. There's a lot of opportunity here to potentially be open the budget and get some of the decent things you want to get done in town.
All right, from an overall perspective, did the post-session now, are the fiscal guardrails still safe?
Fiscal guardrails always need to be observed and maintained. They're still safe. Apparently another decent windfall coming through. With the current projections, I think we're close to paying down another $1 billion of our past due obligations in the pension fund or accelerated payments on the pension fund. That should result in about $75 to $100 million of additional savings on an annual basis to the state.
Some things that were criticized by Republicans and the business community, expansion of paid sick leave. Where did you stand on that issue?
The extension of paid sick leave was not a favorite topic for me. It was a last-minute deal that was worked out. I was not a big proponent of it. I think it's not good policy, personally.
Okay, so you voted against that then?
Yes, I'm pretty sure I voted against it. Within the flurry of things, I have to keep track of everything, Tony. I won't guarantee it. I was exhausted by the end of the session. I'm pretty sure I voted against it.
All right. Anything else there you wanted to mention that bad legislation passed, good legislation that didn't make it?
There was a good piece on some reforms to our State Historic Preservation Office. It would have created more rational decision making on the funding we give in our municipalities for the renovation, adaptive reuse of some of our factories and mills. The state has about 1,200 factories and mills that need to be rehabbed. Perfect opportunities for housing. Perfect opportunities for redevelopment into workforce sites. Revitalizing our commercial downtowns. I just couldn't seem to get over the finish line this year.
Okay. Now, as far as some of the money that came in, the last COVID money, this was allocated. I mean, will this be for one-time expenditures or things that have to be ongoing and have to be funded in the future?
No, I'm expecting some of this stuff. If you're talking about ARPA money or COVID money?
$370 million. Was that ARPA money or COVID money?
I think it's all ARPA money. I think the ARPA money tends to be, I think the rules on the ARPA money that were allocated as a, you know, recovery plan, I think they had to be allocated and spent by the end of, I want to say by the end of 24 or 25. So those are one-time windfalls from the federal government. But given the increase in our overall tax receipts, it should be de minimis the impact. The question is, do we renew all of these programs and then use regular tax revenue to support them, or will they be one-time shots in the arm?
All right. And then before we let you go, I'm going to have you put your RTM hat on as the body will meet Monday night to decide the budget. How do you think things will go Monday night?
You know, Tony, the budget does not reflect the needs of the town. It's a disappointing document. We've cut way too many opportunities from our plate. With the windfall that we've managed to secure, logically, we should be reinstating some of the cuts to our capital programs that our residents so desperately want. We do not have a position or the ability to reopen the budget. The only opportunity space is to further cut the budget. And given how parsimonious the budget is, you know, there's nothing to do there. It's just basically let this thing, you know, float down river. You're just going to have to vote for this, you know, this thing.
This thing. All right. We'll leave it on that note. Appreciate your time, Representative. Get some sleep. You're going to have probably a long night Monday night as well. But thanks for your time this morning.
You're welcome, sir. Take care.
State Representative Stephen Mesker.